Oh, hi. I'm Travis Leithead, a program manager on the IE team. And I wrote this tile switch game demo that I'd like to show you here that's available now in the IE9 platform preview. This is a simple tile game that was inspired from a casual game that I really like to play. And in it, you simply switch tiles either horizontally or vertically to form a match, three in a row. And if you get three in a row, the tiles are removed, and new tiles fall down to take their place. And of course, you score. This game was written to demonstrate some of the new features available in the IE9 platform preview, specifically the ECMAScript 5 new array methods. But while I was in there building this, it was also extremely easy to add in support for HTML5 video and audio, and you can see the video playing as the background to the game. It was also, I also incorporated some other features that are available in the platform preview, including CSS3 multiple backgrounds, which you can see is the orange rectangle underneath my mouse cursor. Also the HTML5 local storage, which was first available in IE8, and that's used to persist my score from session to session. The DOM level 3 events key property, which I use when you are playing the game with the keyboard, and the get computed style object that I use to lay out the tiles in the game. I was able to do all this with very minimal code branching, so if you were to run it in another browser such as Firefox here, the gameplay is the same. I've got to find a match. There we go. Excellent. But my score is not so great there, so let's switch back to IE. Let's dive a little deeper now into the mechanics of how the game is made and how I ended up using the ECMAScript 5 array methods. The primary data structure for this game is a board array, a linear array that represents all of these pieces on the game board. And I want to just highlight two specific scenarios which I use the new array methods. In the F12 developer tools, at this point in the code, the user has just switched two tiles around, and now I'm going to check the game board to see if there are any matches that have now happened. So I make use of the ECMAScript 5 map function, which takes which operates on an array and takes a callback function. And in this case, the board is the array that I'm operating on, and the callback function is a method that checks to see if there is a list of five elements that are matches, a list of four in a row that are matches, or three in a row, and it checks both horizontally and vertically. The result of the map API call is a copy of the array, and that array is passed immediately into the for each method. The for each method operates on that. It looks at each element in that array and calls the flag match method. The flag match method then stores all the matches off into another data structure that I use here at the end of the function to slide the columns down by the appropriate amount. In the second example, the board has been updated, and I now need to check to see if there's any move available. And so I again operate on the board array using the sum operator, which is new in the platform preview. The sum API takes a function that checks to see if there's a possible match. And I run through a set of all conceivable possible matches against the board multiple times. And if either one of these, if any one of these sum operators returns true, then that indicates that there is a possible match, and I can allow the game to continue. If I reach the end of this method and none of these APIs have returned true, meaning there were no matches, no possible matches available, then I can end the game at that point. So again, this demonstrates the type of applications that can now be written on top of the ECMAScript 5 array methods and HTML5 using the features available in the IE9 platform preview. I'm really excited to be able to come and demonstrate this for you today, and I hope you enjoy playing it as much as I had fun making it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to get back to the game, try and beat my high score.